White Nights by Anne Cleves.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Ingrid Jonsson, with thanks for great times at Gungalsund. Acknowledgements. Thanks to everyone who has helped with this book. Helen again explained crime scene investigation so even I could understand. Sarah and Moses brought fresh and expert eyes to the first draft. Sarah Turner provided valuable encouragement when the Shetland Quartet was first conceived. And Julie made the editorial process a pleasure. Prologue. The passengers streamed ashore from the cruise ship. They wore light jackets and sunglasses and jerseys tied around their shoulders. They had been told that the weather was unpredictable this far north. The ship was so big that from this perspective, looking up at it from Morrison's dock, the town beyond was dwarfed. Row after row of windows, each with its own balcony, a floating city. It was midday in Lerwick. The sun was bouncing off the still water and the great white hull was so bright that you had to squint to look at it. In the car park, a fleet of buses waited. The tourists would be taken to the archaeological sites in the south to see the seabird cliffs to photograph the puffins and for a guided tour of the silver works. At some point, there would be a stop for a Shetland high tea. Waiting at the foot of the gangplank was a performer, a moving piece of art or street theatre. A slender man, dressed like a Pierrot, a clown mask...